Blog Talk Radio. This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. It's like 3 p.m. here in New York City. It's very cold out, and let's see, cloudy. I'm inside my house, so I'm not freezing my tushy off. But today, it's going to be coffee talk, as we say in New York. Yes, because we have, from Fairway Market, Betty Langfranco, who's going to talk all about coffee. Yeah, but of course, I have to first tell you that, needless to say, that was Esther, yes. And that's Eunice, and of course, they'll be with me, but I will tell you something later on about Esther and Eunice finding some more relatives. But before I tell you that, well, Benny, are you there?
Good afternoon, how you doing?
Oh, just fine, and I'm sitting here with a cup of coffee as well.
It is a great day for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but me, I have what I call coffee-flavored milk. So what I wind up doing is I make a shot, I do a shot of espresso, and then I pour milk into it. So it's cold, but, you know, that's how I like it. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for inviting me to your show. And I am here to chat with you for a little while and answer any questions that you have.
Sure. Well, let us begin with, I wanted to introduce who you are. So tell us, what it is your position is with Fairway Market.
My position is very exciting. I am the coffee and tea director of Fairway Market. Fairway Market is a very interesting market where we do most of our food from scratch, including coffee. My role is to source coffee from all over, import them to the U.S., and be responsible for the roasting and merchandising and bring the product to your table.
Okay. Now, I also want to, so the viewers can get an idea of what this kind of looks like. It's not like you have, that you're in some area and there's bags of coffee. When you go to Fairway Market, any of them, am I assuming that all 9 Fairway Markets have the same look? In other words, you're going to an area where you see bags of coffee beans.
Correct. All of them have the same looks. Some are a little bigger or larger than the other ones, but yeah, all of them have the same type of look at barrels full of coffee beans.
And a roaster too? Or do all of them have roasters?
Not all of them have roasters. We have roaster in 7 of our 9 locations.
Okay. So basically, you're going. That's kind of like what you would expect to see. Now it's not, just so people can understand, it's not an opportunity. You can't taste the coffee. It's not a situation where you can, you know, where they're setting it up so you can taste coffee. If you want to taste the coffee, they make coffees there, you know, at all the places because they have like a cafe. But this is, you're welcome, of course, for anybody who chooses to. They could chew on a coffee bean, correct?
Yes.
To taste it. Okay.
And sometimes it depends on which store. I do go on the weekends and I brew coffee for the customer and give a little taste.
But it
doesn't happen every day, it doesn't happen every week.
Right.
And I cannot be at the 9 location at the same time. So every other month you might see me in one other location giving out some taste.
Okay. Now, let me just, so we clarify, are all of the beans, in other words, all of the beans that you're seeing, let's say, we'll pick a location, like the one I went to in Douglaston. Are all of the beans, are you roasting all of the beans using the roaster that's there?
We are roasting all the beans. However, we have a central roasting location in Brooklyn where we do the flavoring, roasting, and flavoring of the coffee. But everything is done by Fairway Market.
Okay. So in other words, because I think we were saying something as needed. In other words, you're going to be roasting beans there because you need more beans roasted, as opposed to a specific bean. Is that
correct?
We
roast in the store most of our coffee, and we do it as we is needed. We do not storage any roasted coffee, any other place, or anything like that. This is one of the key factors why Fairway Coffee is so good. It is fresh. Sometimes you can get it 10 minutes after it's been roasted. If you walk into the store and you see that we have coffee on the cooling tray on the coffee roaster and says, I want that coffee, that's what you're getting.
Okay. Can I, I didn't get to ask you this, so now I'm curious. So the coffee beans are all, like, sitting there. And how long, because people are trying to, I guess, to figure out, like, when you're buying coffee, if you don't, you're probably best to buy the beans and not get it grinded, correct?
Correct.
Until you want it?
Correct. We do not pre-grind any coffee. We have whole beans, and then we grind it as a customer request.
Okay. So, but as a customer, am I better off? Like, if I have a grinder at home, I'm better off because then. I guess what I'm asking about is. Keeping coffee, how fresh, how long can you keep it? Where should you store it?
Good question. And part of the grinding is that we recommend if you have a good grinder to take whole beans and then you grind it right before you brew it. That would be the ideal situation. However, if you don't have a good grinder and if you have a blade grinder, which is going to look like a little grinder with a little blade where you're just going to break the beans in pieces,
right.
you might be better off asking us to grind the coffee for you.
Right.
And the reason is that we use very high-end grinder that grind the coffee evenly, fast, and do not burn the beans. If you are a customer of Fairway and you come every week, I would recommend you to buy coffee only for 1 week so you get fresh every week, and we will grind it for you. And within a week last time, or within 2 weeks, the coffee would not lose the flavor.
Okay, so in other words, let's say you have a bag, it's grinded, and you can keep it for 2 weeks, and where should it be kept?
If you're going to use it within 1 or 2 weeks, you can keep it. You can keep it on top of the counter.
Okay, so you don't have to necessarily store it in the refrigerator or the freezer or.
Good question. I do not mind if you put it in the freezer because it's cold. You don't have that much odor going in. On the fridge, I do have a little problem with. And the thing is that you store a lot of food in the fridge, and you have very nice smell inside
right.
the fridge. And coffee will absorb some of that or that smell. Let's say
if you put the bag itself and then put the bag in a like freezer lock bag or a Ziploc kind of bag, does that make a difference?
It would. And if you take that Ziploc bag, seal it and put it in the freezer, you can use the coffee right from over there.
Okay. So
let me notice one thing about coffee. Coffee is like a sponge. It will take flavor from the outside. So if you store your coffee in your cabinet next to the cinnamon spices, the coffee is going to taste like all the spices that you have next to it. If you buy a pound of coffee, And you bag it with next to the onions. It's in summertime, and the onion gives that nice onion flavor out. Your coffee gonna taste like onions.
Right. Okay, I understand. So what I want to now if you're buying them, and let's say buying a pound of a specific coffee bean. Now I take that home. How should that be? Is there a difference in storage if you have the whole beans?
No. Whole beans will maintain the flavor a little longer than the ground coffee, but I would store it on the same way. If you're going to use it within 2 weeks, I will leave it on top of the counter and use it from there. If going to be a longer than that, I will put it in the freezer. I store all my coffee in the freezer, regardless if I'm going to use it the same day or the next day. Then I take out whatever I'm going to use from there, and I use it right away. It doesn't have to get defrosted.
So in other words, like, let's say I take the beans out from the freezer, and I have a coffee grinder. Should I let them get at room temperature, or can I, do it right then and there?
You do it right in there.
Okay. So what's the length of time to keep it, a fresh bag, non-opened, and whatever in the freezer?
If you put whole beans in the freezer, it would take about 2 months before they're going to start losing flavors.
Okay, so
it's good for about 2 months or so.
In other words, if you have coffee there and it's about a year late, it ain't gonna be good.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, what I want to ask. So now I'm coming into Fairway and I see all of these coffee beans. How long do they stay in the bags there before you decide, we can't use them anymore? And how can you tell?
First of all, we do move a lot of coffee. We have a high volume coffee department. We sell, in the winter time, we do close to 20,000 pounds a week, or a little over 20,000 pounds a week. So we move a lot of coffee, so our rotation is high. If I bring a coffee and it doesn't move everything I have in 2 weeks, I would discontinue that coffee. I would not keep that coffee in stock because it's getting stale, and I don't want you to take a stale coffee home. So our coffee is is fresh, and we roast as we need it.
So, in other words, let's just pick some specific bean, and for some reason, like it's 2 weeks later, you notice that it's not selling. What do you do with it? I mean, do you, at that point, after the 2 weeks, do you then, like, have to throw it out, or what happens?
Well, in real life, what we do is we donate that to charity, and we don't sell it.
Okay, so in other words, you're donating it to charity, and it's not that it's going to be disgusting. It's wherever it's going to, they already know that it's just outdated. You're not going to get sick or anything.
No, it's not going to get sick. The coffee is going to taste very good. The coffee is good. Yes, it's not up to the best time of its life. It starts losing some flavors.
Okay.
So if you come to my store and you're going to buy coffee, you expect to have other flavors on it.
Okay. All right. So I'm asking all of these things because in terms of people both like learning how to store the coffee and also when they're coming to the store, this way they know that when they're seeing these bags of coffee beans, they haven't been sitting around for like 6 months or anything like that.
Nope, no.
Okay, that's what I want them. Okay, so now the next subject I want to get into is tell me about like what countries the coffees come from.
Very good question. We go around every country that grow coffee, and we might have coffee from all over where coffee is good, and we can source good quality specialty beans. Let me notice that Fairway Coffee is not a regular commercial coffee. It's a specialty coffee. It means that it has been graded at a higher standard. And 5% of the coffee produced is only considered to be a specialty coffee. It's not commercial coffee. So we have coffee from Central America, South America. We have coffee from different parts of Africa. We have coffee from Indonesia, Asia, all over the place where coffee is growing, and we can source it. We have it. In addition, we also have coffee from the Caribbean, Pacific. We have coffee from Hawaii, Jamaica, Mexico, Costa Rica, Guatemala, Colombia.
So in other words, the only place in the United States that is grown is in Hawaii, right?
Correct. And that's a tricky question. The only state that grows coffee is Hawaii.
Okay.
I don't know what Puerto Rico is considered to be in these days, but Puerto Rico also grows coffee, and it is a very, very good coffee. So if you consider Puerto Rico to be part of the U.S., Puerto Rico also grows coffee.
Okay. So have you visited these places?
I have visited most of the places, yeah. Not all of them, and we go every year to different one or two country, and we visit plantation and meet with the farmers and meet with the mill. We want to see what's new in the market, the processing of the coffee. We want to see at first hand how they doing and how they doing with our coffee.
So then you at least get an idea of what the coffees. Do you choose? Do you tell them what coffee beans you want? What do you? Is there anything that you direct them to do?
Yes, of course. Yes, we demand that you know the coffee that we get is only high grade, and we do a lot of tests before we commit to a coffee. And after that testing, we make sure that we get in what we're asking for.
Okay. that does it, depending upon how is it different from the places that it's grown? I mean, what makes the difference in terms of the coffee beans?
Oh, very good question. Altitude, latitude, the soil, what is in the area, if it's a volcanic soil, if you have volcanic next to it. The plants, where it's growing, is the shale growing? Do you have the coffee shade or not shade? A lot of ingredient going to what makes the coffee taste different, but basically the soil, what is in the soil itself.
And you yourself, if you tasted a coffee bean, would you know where it came from by tasting it?
I'm just curious. That's a very tricky question. I would be able to tell you more or less which area it's coming from. I probably would not be able to tell you exactly which country or which farm it's coming from.
Right.
But I would be able to tell you it's from Central America or South America.
Or Africa.
Or yes. The general area will be able to tell you. In addition, if it's a very unique coffee, yes, I will be able to tell you that's the coffee.
Okay. The other thing, the next thing I want to ask you about is acidity in coffee. What is that about?
Acidity is a good thing in coffee. And if the coffee is not acidic, it doesn't have any acid on it, it's going to taste like a soda flat.
Mm-hmm.
So you need acidity on the coffee. However, you want a balanced acidity. You want an acidity which is not overwhelmed. And if you have a moderate acidity coffee, if it's too acidic, yeah, the coffee gonna taste like a lime or lemon, which is not a good taste of coffee, and probably gonna bother your stomach. Because if you have a couple of cups of coffee a day and it is too acidic, you're getting too much. However, if it's a very nice, balanced acidity on it, you're not going to feel it as too acidic. Or you're not going to see that, but it is in the very complex flavor coffee. Coffee is very complex in flavor.
Mm-hmm. How is the acidity controlled? By the way it's roasted or by where the beans come from?
It's a combination. Mostly is where the beans come from. However, by the way of roasting and brewing, you can enhance the acidity or you can hide the acidity to a degree. But basically, is where the coffee is coming from, and how it has been processed before it gets to us. When the customer get the coffee home, they get either grind of coffee or get the coffee beans. The coffee has been through many processes before that. One of them is the roasting process, and that's where we do. We've roast all the coffee a fair way. If we don't do it right, we might bring too much acidity into the coffee. And there are all the processes that get before that, how it's been dried. Sun dry basically is what we use. If it's not dried too properly, probably going to affect also the flavor of the coffee in the city.
Mm-hmm. By the way, and I'm very curious, at what age did you start drinking coffee?
I don't remember. It had to be about 3 or 4 years old.
Really?
In my family, caffeine was not a problem. So we were started giving us coffee at a very early age.
Mm-hmm. And what made you get into this? I mean, why coffee? I mean, what got you started?
I started with a neighbor. I grew up in the Dominican Republic, and I had a friend. My neighbor was they have a coffee plantation, and I used to. They invited me to the farm, and I went to the farm, and I was amazed how the coffee were and how beautiful it is, and how and it became a passion to me. And I used to go often to the farm, and about the age of 13 or 14, I started working with them after school and on the weekend. They used to send me with a driver or some other guy to the farm and buy coffee beans from farmers. So I started in the dealing with the farmer itself and seeing the beans at the farmer place. And I developed a passion for that, and it's been good to me.
And you started did you start working doing the coffee for Fairway when they first opened?
No, I'm not old. We've been around for about 75 years. I started Fairway in 2004.
Okay. So in other words, you worked at you were doing this prior to 2004.
Yes.
Doing this type of work.
Yes, yes. And then after I worked with them for so many years, and then I worked into their factory. They have a factory where they process the coffee. And they had a little roaster, so I learned how to roast with them. And I have taken many courses, and then I worked for the other company in New York as a roaster.
Okay. Well, the next thing that I want to get into is asking about, so people can understand, the difference between when coffee is roasted is a dark roast, medium roast, and I guess, what do you want to call it, a light roast? Or?
Yes.
Okay. How does it make a difference in terms of taste or do certain specific type of beans, like from where they come from or whatever, like known to be like, okay, this specific bean should be roasted as a medium or this, you know, a dark, et cetera, et cetera.
The degree of color on the beans is determined by us. I am the one who says this coffee is suitable to be roasted dark, or this coffee is suitable to roast medium, or this coffee is suitable to roast light. Let me mention that in the market there are different names for dark roast, medium roast, and light roast. Some people call it, they have names, Italian roast, French roast, Vienna roast, city roast, and every market have their own little language word that they use. Most people in New York, the Italian roast would be the darkest roast. French roast going to be a little lighter than that. It's a dark, it's dark, but not as dark as dark as Italian. And then the Vienna roast going to be a more medium, and the city roast going to be light. If you go to the West, French roast on the West is very dark, and Italian is a little lighter than French. So it depends on where you are. You might be talking different languages.
Okay.
A fair way, we do carry French roast, Italian roast, but I like to define more the color as you did, dark, medium, and light. And we do tests, and a lot of tests before I decided if a coffee is going to be suitable for dark roast, medium roast, or light roast. Depends on the altitude. Some hard beans or coffee which are growing the high mountain, they will take more heat. So you can roast them darker. if you have a coffee which is not would not take that much heat, it might be it might taste burnt before it gets to that degree. The other coffee which has very unique flavors, and if you roast them too dark, you're gonna find that you're gonna burn some of the flavor as you roast them. So we do a lot of tests, and we decide that this coffee is best at this type of color. So a coffee might taste better in medium roast, and if you take it to a dark roast, you're gonna burn most of the flavors. The older coffee that the darker that you roast, you're gonna develop more flavors as you go darker.
Mm-hmm.
There might be coffee where if you roast it too light, it might taste grassy. The flavor not developed yet, so the coffee needs to be darkened. There are coffee which live roast, you have all the flavor to it. So it depends on the coffee beans that we decide how dark or how light we're gonna roast.
Oh, okay. That's so it's probably best to like have a conversation with the person working there as to like what you're looking for.
Correct.
And they can recommend.
And some customer likes dark roast only, so we have a large selection of dark roast, we have medium roast, and we have light roast. So we have all three type of more or less, and something in between. We have a roast between light and medium, that may be, you know, medium light or light medium. We have color between medium and dark, or close to the dark or the darkest.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about some of the particular the beans themselves. Like, one of them I want to talk about is the specific bean, the pea berry. What makes the pea berry different?
The pea berry. Let me go back a little bit on this.
Sure.
A coffee is grown in the tree, so it's a tree of coffee, and the tree produces a fruit, which is the coffee fruit. Inside the fruit is where you have the coffee beans, and there are usually two coffee beans per fruit.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there is a deformation in the embryo of the coffee beans, and only one coffee beans is inside the fruit, and that's what is called pea berry in the market. It's a single beans in the coffee cherry. I believe that there is a special flavor to that beans, different from the other ones, because they are unique. And there are males, farmers, which they will go out and pick them out of everybody and separate them, and we carry a few of them. And we love them. They are very unique. It has a little more intense flavor than the other one. Let's say that we carry a Salvador pea berry. The pea berry has a little more intense and full flavor than the regular Salvador coffee, because it's a pea berry.
Okay. Now the next question that I want to ask you is about, so people understand also, if they're getting decaffeinated coffee, is it going to taste any different?
Somehow. We're doing a very good job. We only use water process decaf, always better known in the U.S. as Swiss water. There are different plants with decaffeinated using water, but we use the Swiss water, and they are very good at taking caffeine out of the coffee. It does affect the flavor of the coffee a little bit, and if you buy a chemical or chemical process, the flavor will gonna it will get affected even more. So, but it still have a lot of flavors to it. And but through the water decaffeination, I believe some of the flavor get lost.
Okay, where is this process being done? Is Fairway doing the process?
No, Fairway doesn't have a. The process has been done in Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, so are you taking, let's say, is it the beans that you're choosing and sending them off to Vancouver and saying, do this for us? Is that, or how does that work?
No, the work is that they buy the coffee directly from the farmer. And they process themselves, and then they have decaf coffee for sale. So we taste different lots, and we say that we like that. So we buy from Swiss Water.
Okay. So this way people understand that when you're getting the decaffeinated coffee, it's not necessarily you're just getting the beans. You're still roasting the beans. Fairway is roasting the beans, but you're getting the decaffeinated beans.
Correct.
From Canada?
Yes.
Okay. That's this way people understand that. So now the next thing I kind of want to get into is in terms of the when you're getting it, when you're grinding the coffee, the different things that you're grinding it for.
Very important. Every machine has every different method of brewing coffee calls for your own type of grind. Some of them going to be finer, other ones going to be coarse. So it's very important when you come to Fairway and we ask you if you would like the coffee to be ground or hot bean, that you tell us how you're going to brew your coffee. And then we will grind it accordingly. If you use a drip type of machine to make what is known as American coffee, we grind it for that. If you use a espresso machine, we grind for espresso machine. They're going to be a different type of grind. If you use a stopped up espresso or macchinetta, also going to have a different type of grind. If you use a French press or a percolator, also going to use a different type of grind. And those are the most common one. And it is very important. If you don't grind your coffee properly, it's not going to taste that you're not going to get all the flavor out of it.
Okay, so in other words, let's just say that I use an espresso maker, but I didn't have it ground. It's too coarse. What happens if it's too coarse, and I'm using an espresso maker?
You're not going to extract the flavor out of the coffee, because if it's too coarse, the water going to go through the coffee too fast. So you're not going to extract all the flavor, and you're not going to get all the flavor. On the other hand, if it's too fine, you might over extract flavor of the coffee, and your coffee might taste bitter. There is a misconception that people think that the finer that you grind, you're going to get more flavor out of the coffee, and you're not going to get more flavor. You might get bitter. Or you want to extract flavor that you do not want.
Okay, I just did, so people understand that. So in other words, you because of the way it's you're making the coffee, that particular thing that you're using has a certain way of how coarse it should be grounded.
Correct.
Okay. So, I mean, so let me ask you, because since I've been doing this, is it like, in other words, let's say Because I have that little, what is the thing that called, that little aluminum thing that I got? I think that's wonderful.
Yes, it's a it's top tap espresso.
And I want to tell people that this is probably the perfect thing because it's a, you put it on the stovetop. So you don't have to deal with, like, first boiling the water, turning on the electric, and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. You're making yourself a cup of espresso. And if you think, like, oh, that's going to be too heavy for me because it's espresso, they have a thing they call Cafe Americano, I think you call it.
Yes.
You just throw in more water. You just put in, it's like, if like you're not the one, let's say you're serving other people and the other people don't like it. Well, then you boil some water on the side and you add that to the shot of espresso and then people will have it. It won't be as strong, correct?
Correct.
And then you could, or you do what I do. I just add milk, just to the whole thing, you know.
Right.
The frothy thing is really the looks. It's not taste, is it?
It's about taste. It's about bringing people together too.
No, I'm saying in terms of making it, when you're having the milk and you're steaming the milk, when you're making it frothy, it's not going to make a difference in the taste of the coffee. It's just the presentation.
No, it would make a difference on the because now you're just not having coffee by itself. You're gonna have coffee with steamed milk, or you're gonna have coffee with froth milk, and the combination of two is not drinking a espresso black. Well, espresso has to be black, but espresso or a black coffee, when you add something to it, cream, then you're going to have...
What I'm saying, in other words, if you have coffee and you add milk to it, is it going to taste any different than if you have coffee and you add steam milk to it?
Yes, it would.
Okay, that was my question.
Yes.
So the steam milk will give it a different taste.
Yes.
Okay. Can you just like if you don't have something to froth it up, can you just like steam some milk?
Yes.
Heat it up or?
Well, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. Yes.
Okay.
If you go and you go to a nice cafe and you ask for a cappuccino. What they're going to give you is one part of espresso, about 2 ounces, one part of steamed milk, and one part of froth milk. So you have one third, and that's a cappuccino, and it is a very delicious. If you take that and you just put one part of espresso and two part of steamed milk, it's going to taste different because the froth and the consistency is going to be different than the other one.
Okay. And I noticed, by the way, at least for me, I noticed that there's enough, and I have to, if you want to call it, the sweetness of the milk so that I don't have to add sugar to the coffee.
Right. Frothing a milk is very complex. And that you don't want it, overheat the milk.
Right.
Because it would change the flavor.
And then it becomes cheese almost.
Right. if you take a glass of milk from the fridge and you drink it or you taste it, and then you take the same milk and then you boil it, you're going to get a different flavor.
Right.
If you heat it up, you're going to take a different flavor. So every process of changing the temperature of the milk gonna change the flavor of the milk, and that gonna affect when you add coffee. You're gonna take that. One important thing before we finish is that very important that we use some type of softened water when we make coffee. remember that water is about 99% of coffee. So
right.
if you have a bad tasting water or a non so clean water, your coffee is not going to taste that clean.
Right, right. Okay, so if you can, in other words, use a water that's filtered or
right.
the tap water. Well, it depends. If city water is not so bad.
City water in
your
in New York is not so bad. If you go to other state and other countries, it can be very harm.
But I'm saying the city water here in New York City.
The city water here is
good.
Not too bad. No, it's pretty good. Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And the one, I just have to ask you one more question. You have a blend, it's called Benny's Blend. Tell me what that is. How did you come up with it?
Correct. Benny's Blend, it is a coffee that we put together, coffee from Indonesia, Africa, Central and South America. It is a very strong but a smooth cup of coffee. Delicious. If you like that dark roast, full body, it's there. The way that we come out with was after tasting so many coffee, and I want to have that perfect balance cup of coffee with the acidity that I wanted. I don't want to be too acidic, and I want to have the perfect flavor. And after playing with so many options, we came out with that a specific blend, and it is delicious.
And I
recommend it.
Do you have a recommendation of how it should be made? In other words, drip or whatever?
No. Brewing coffee is a customer preference.
Okay.
Some people like the French press. I love it. I drink drip every day. I drink espresso. I drink all type of different brewing coffee. So it can be used in any method that you like, including espresso, and make a nice espresso coffee.
Okay, Benny, I'll let you go. I think I've covered a lot of things. I don't want to choke your ear off, and I know you got to get back to work. And I appreciate your telling us all this information. Again, this is a Fairway Market. It's in the tri-state area of New York City. But hopefully, if you're not in this area, that you have a store that has these type of facilities so you can really enjoy your cup of coffee.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation. And next time that you want to chat, just give me a call and let me know when to call, and I will be more than glad to answer any questions.
Okay, great.
In addition to our store, you can also go online and buy our coffee.
Yes, can you purchase the coffees online?
Yes, you do. You go to fairwaymarket.com, go to the website and then you can purchase the coffee. Yes.
Great. That's a wonderful. That's a great thing. This way, like, people aren't thinking, oh, what am I going to do now? You know, like, I really love coffee and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Now people can to get what they want.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you so much for
sharing.
Thank you
very much.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thank you for the invitation. Have a good one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye. Yes, and that was Coffee Talk. Wow, I think everything you want to know about coffee. What was it? But you got to get there. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale. Ah, yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies at www.brownies.com. And because Valentine's Day is just around the corner, you can get their absolute wonderfully tasting truffles. And what it is, these little small brownies dipped in the wonderfully dark chocolate. I mean, how much of a chocolate holic can you be? And they're different. There are different flavors. I don't, offhand, I'm not looking. I don't care. I just want them. Doesn't matter. Any of the flavors is good. It's preferably just all chocolate. I don't even have to taste another flavor. You could shove in some chocolate chips. I think they also have, you know, they also have brownies that have not the chocolate, the coffee nibs. Yes. So if you're a, you know, love that coffee. Now, I also want to tell you, well, it looks like Esther and Eunice have found, I don't know whether they're relatives or not. I'm not sure. I will know a little more about them. They're two more sisters, but I'm not sure whether they are related to them. But they're two more sisters. One is Marilyn and one is Minerva. Well, that's what their names are. And they're going to be doing some traveling as well. Maybe at times like when Esther and Eunice are taking a break, you know, things like that. I'm not sure about their personalities yet. They should be arriving soon. And you'll hear about their blog as well. So, well, I am going to, it's not as if I have that much time, but I'm just going to end the show now. And I'm doing another show tomorrow. Tomorrow, Friday the 20th, it's going to be on Minneapolis, Minnesota. Some attractions and things like that. And so until tomorrow, well, have a great day, et cetera. Oh, and if you have any coffee questions, I think you could probably get a hold of me. Just, hey, if you don't have my email address, you can always just Google my name. So until then, and I know I have it here. Ah, we have. Bye, everybody.